Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for joining us this evening. Let the record indicate it is now 5:08 p.m. and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee has been called to order. Need an acceptance of the minutes from October 7th.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The minutes on October 21st.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a second. Motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. November 4th minutes.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. November 18th. Need a motion.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCR 188-19. First item. 2019-046. Found on page 1. State of Rhode Island Toilets Portable Rental.
Hi, James Scott, Parks and Recreation.
Good evening, James.
Good evening, Chairman. I'm looking to increase the cap on this bid by $5,000 and to extend the expiration date to June 6, 2021.
And James, back in June, we had initially appropriated for this, correct?
That's correct.
So here we are 6 months later and you need additional revenue, additional monies. Why is that?
When it was last appropriated, it was before the separation of Parks and Rec and DPW. So we're going into a baseline budget. I do know we had a lot of events this summer. We had a lot of food truck events, we had concerts. A lot of these events required additional porta potties. So we had more tournaments and things like that. Bend Street was busier. So we have a lot of people come in, even places that have bathrooms, you need additional porta potties. And you need the handicap ones cost slightly more than the standard ones. So it's I'd attribute to an increase in traffic. An increase in events.
And how much do you have left in that account now?
We currently, with invoices coming in through November, would be at negative 956 if we paid all of them. This increase would leave us with $4,043.96.
Say that again.
We're currently at negative 956 with invoices that came in through November.
And is that including any encumbrances?
Excuse me?
Is that including your encumbrances when you say the invoices that came in?
Yes.
And do we have any fields that we've closed recently?
Most of the porta-johns have been picked up at this point, or all of them have been picked up at this point. We had some out at City Park because we had the turkey run over the weekend. And there's one that's year-round, Gorton's Pond, because it's designated as a handicapped fishing area.
And how many events do you anticipate having between now and the spring that are going to require these portable rental toilets?
I don't see a lot of events that require them between now and the spring.
So you're anticipating spending an additional $10,000 on these items between, say, April and June end in 3 months?
We're looking to pay down the balance that we had and have money in reserve in case things are needed between now and then, be able to have the spending authority. I don't anticipate a lot of events in the winter require porta potties, but you never know. There could be some sort of festival comes in late winter, early spring.
Any questions from members of the council?
No.
Any questions from the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number 2, 2019-309, found on page 24.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Public Works is requesting to increase the award on bid 2019-309 janitorial and cleaning supplies in the amount of $10,000. There is a typo in the package. The bid expires June 23rd of 2020, not the 24th.
Christy, back in June when we had approved this, I believe we had asked the question if this was going to be enough money for cleaning supplies to go through the year. And I believe the answer was yes. Is that accurate?
It's cleaning and paper goods, and we supply all municipal buildings except for the fire stations. So we gave an estimate. I still have a small cap remaining of $3,466.95, but an effort to make sure that we can get
you have
through.
How much remaining?
$3,466.95 in the cap.
One thing I'm confused on, in addition to how we went from we'll have enough money to go through the year to essentially exhausting it in 6 months, is the resolution that was signed by the mayor on June 24th for this item. Says that the contract award was $30,000 and it was 1 year from the date of the award. What you're suggesting is that it goes from $15,000, requesting another $10,000 now, bringing it to $25,000. What am I missing?
When this was awarded originally, $15,000 of that went to recreation.
And how was that transferred from here to there?
Recreation's their own department now, so we have no authority over them, so we can only work with what Public Works was awarded, which was $15,000 originally.
When we awarded this before the separation?
Yes.
So we awarded your department $30,000, correct?
Correct. No, you awarded...
No.
Essentially, yes, but no. You awarded... in your package, I think you have the original letter. There's 5 different budget codes on there. All the dollar amounts are broken down. So DPW was awarded $12,000 and $66,281 and $3,000 and $65,239.
So I see that breakdown that you're referring to. So of that breakdown, what went to DPW?
$15,000.
What is the $15,000? Where is it? You're saying $15,000. We have $12,000, $6,000, $11,000, $4,000, $3,000, right?
$66,281
is $12,000. $66,281,
okay. And $65,239 is $3,000.
Okay. And the remaining 15 was transferred to Parks and Recs?
Yes.
Okay. Do you happen to know when that transfer took place?
July 1st.
July 1st. Okay, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Next item, 2020-175, health and dental insurance consultant. Found on page 36.
Good evening, Councilman Lattiser.
Hi.
And council members of finance. Jean Bouchard presenting the bid for the health and dental insurance consultant. As you know, the city put out the RFP, as they do annually, for the healthcare consultant to assist with the RFP for our healthcare and dental providers. Tonight, I'm recommending Marsh McLillan Agency for the bid. We did have three bidders. Marsh McLillan is the low bidder. We've evaluated their qualifications and evaluated the consultants and the type of work that they've done, and we find that Marsh McLillan would be the best company to recommend at this time.
So, did you or anyone in your department reach out to these other vendors who it says here that they were mailed, or at least they're on the vendor list? Did you or anyone in your department reach out to them to find out why they didn't bid?
The reason why we didn't do that, Councilman Lattiser, is the fact that the bids were opened, and once they revealed their bids, we were informed that we should not reach out to check on that. We would do that at a later date, for the fact that the bids have been exposed, the amount to do that. It would be kind of too late to find out.
So who said that you can't reach out after the bids are open? You're not rebidding this. You're not asking anyone to bid. Mm-hmm. You're simply asking potential vendors why they did not bid.
Okay. I think I maybe misunderstood that then. No, I did not.
Because I don't see any problem with picking up a phone and asking vendors why they didn't bid. You weren't asking them to submit a new bid, or you weren't asking them to bid.
And we can still do that.
And particularly, what is concerning here in who bid and who did not bid is the company that has been handling our healthcare advisory book of business since, I think it's 12 or 13 years now, didn't bid.
I think I would, I think Rob Calise is here tonight, and we could actually ask him that. I understand that he has a, he now is, shares an office with WB, and I don't want to speak for him, but maybe he felt that might have been a conflict. But I would ask him to answer that for you.
When the appropriate time comes, okay. I'll ask for public comment, sure.
Okay.
And if Mr. Calise is here and
he wants
to come to the mic, he certainly can. So, you know, as we've been requesting for 3 years now, that the department heads, in the interest of encouraging vendors to bid and finding out why they have not bid. And we all know, we've been sitting here for 3 years now, and some of the answers are, I never received a bid. The person that you were sending it to hasn't worked here in 3 years. It's the wrong address, it's the wrong number, et cetera, et cetera. And for 3 years, all three members of this finance committee have been asking the department heads to contact the vendors, not asking them to bid or submit a bid after a bid was open. It was simply to find out, is our vendor list up to date? Are our addresses up to date? Are the emails up to date? Are they getting the bid? And that is in the best interest of everyone. Of course, the more companies, vendors that we have bidding, the more competitive this becomes, and the more competitive we get on these bids allows us to do other things. So would you reach out to these other vendors and ask these vendors why they didn't bid? I mean, this is...
I certainly will. Okay. I certainly will, yes.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. ...2020-178, structural firefighting helmets, found on page 41.
Good evening. Assistant Chief on behalf of the Fire Department. Bid for structural firefighting helmets, 2020-178, has been reviewed by the Fire Department. Two vendors submitted bids, and after evaluating pricing, the following vendor has proposed the lowest price, has met all the specifications. Therefore, I recommend the bid be awarded to Fire Tech and Safety. This is the second time that this bid has come before the Finance Committee. Back in September 16th of this year, we made a mutual decision to go back out to bid for a more specific wording on the specifications. We did get two vendors this time as opposed to the three we got previously. This funding will come from 35-235 firefighting supplies. The current bid expired on 9/11/19. And if approved, the new bid will have an effective date 1 year from the date of the award, not to exceed $7,500.
And Chief, there's like a whole lot of vendors on this. I'm going to ask you the same question. Did anyone reach out to these other vendors and ask them why they didn't bid?
I didn't do it on this time, but the initial bid, I did reach out to them. Most of them come to the same idea that we have with most of our equipment. Is they have preferred vendors in this area. So if there's only a handful, six or seven manufacturers of firefighting helmets, there are distributors that are local that have better pricing than distributors throughout the country. So the ones I reached out to said that they are aware that there's a local vendor that'll get much better pricing to us than they would. That's what I got from most of the vendors.
And Chief, thank you for going back out for rebid on this. Obviously it's time consuming. But I think it was important to critique the RFP and get those specs, et cetera, ironed out. An item number seven, the replacement ratchet crown pad headband, is that something that you use a lot?
No, very infrequently. That's if we need to do a repair of the internals of a helmet. Typically, when that part goes, usually the helmet in its entirety needs to be replaced. So I wasn't too concerned with the price difference there.
Yeah, that obviously was the reason for my question, and I just needed to hear that answer. So, you know, I'm comfortable with this. You did your due diligence. We had a discussion on this ahead of time. We agreed to rebid this. And the result is what the result is. And thank you for that. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Chief. Item 2020-202, tax exempt master lease purchase program, and that is found on page 45.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the Finance Committee.
Good evening.
Brian Sylvia, Finance Director, presenting. Before you this evening is the bid, as mentioned, for 2020-202 tax exempt master lease. The city received five bids for this RFP. This lease is to reimburse so the city can reimburse itself for all vehicles and equipment purchased since the city's last master lease in May of 2018. That lease was for an amount of $1,849,033. The lease that's before you this evening that the city is looking to reimburse itself for is for an amount not to exceed $2,303,074.24. That is for an amount for the water fund of $441,400 and general fund of $1,861,674.24. The city is recommending the bid received by TD Equipment Finance.
Excuse me, Brian. Excuse me one minute. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could please confine your conversations to in the area outside of the chamber. This particular facility is very difficult with acoustics, and it's difficult to hear the speakers. So if I could ask for your cooperation on that, thank you. Go ahead, Brian.
The city is recommending award to TD Equipment Finance. They presented a bid of 1.8% for a three-year lease and 1.87% for the five-year. We bid it different ways, just for example, so you're aware, police cars, things of that nature that have a lower amortization schedule, a life expectancy, go for 3 years. Some of the bigger items like the rescue, things of that nature, go for the 5 years. Just a little explanation why we have the two. And I just wanted to note that municipal leasing consultants, though they did bid, they did not conform to the amortization schedule within the RFP, and their bid was rejected.
So a question I have, and I'm not sure if you're going to be able to answer this, Brian, or if purchasing is going to be able to answer it. Why is there such a spread in time between the request that was sent in by the assistant chief of the fire department, which was his request was submitted on October 31st, 2019, and it was stamped received by someone on November 18th, 2019. Typically, as you can, well, not everyone, but as those who have the packages, you'll see in these other documents where they're pretty much stamped the same time. So I'm curious as to why over a two-week lead time came into play.
It's on the last bid.
It's what, please?
It's on the last bid.
It's on the last bid?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, that's a very good answer. Okay, I can ask that question to you afterwards. We're all done with that item. All right, any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favor. Will we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Item 2020-212, found on page 51, delivery of industrial cylinder gases.
Public Works is requesting to award this two-year contract to Cranston Welding Supply in the amount of $5,000. It will expire on February 20th, 2022.
So, Christy, the anticipated question, did you contact any of the other vendors and ask them why they didn't bid?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. What'd they say?
One vendor was unsure. The people, the regulars that run the business were out at a family event, and he could not give me the answer. One vendor, they did see the bid specifications. It was passed along to the salesman. Not sure what happened there. One was no answer, and the other was we had sent it to the correct email, but got no response.
So I think one of the larger suppliers in this state for this type of product is Airgas.
Correct.
And I'm curious why they are not on the vendor list, number one. And secondly, if you know any reason why they're not.
We actually have a billing dispute with them right now. So they are trying to bill us for something that's 3 years old that wasn't part of the bid at the time. It's a bit of a long story, but that's why they're not on the list.
Fair enough. Any questions on that? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Christy. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Issue. Item number 7, 2020-213A, original equipment manufacturers parts for various vehicles, found on page 54.
So we are requesting to award this bid to Tasca Auto Group and CN Wood in the amount of $550,000. However, there's also two other bids that are attached to the same dollar amount. One is not being presented until the next meeting. But they're the only two vendors that completely filled out their bid package. So we are requesting to award to these two vendors under this bid number, and then there'll be others shortly.
Christy, we've had, I think, countless hours and discussions on this particular bid, right?
Mm-hmm.
OEM parts. You have two vendors, and you've done what you're supposed to do, which is at least 20 parts, which is what we agreed on, the Finance Committee and yourself. You've ensured that the two vendors that you're referring have given us the list price, the percentage of discount, and the net cost. So I appreciate that. You've established the base for us to work from. We have something that we can defend if we're going to spend X dollars and cents. It isn't just on a bit, a percentage. And this is something that I know I appreciate. I'm sure my colleagues on the committee appreciate, on the council, and I'm sure the taxpayers appreciate it, because now we have a solid basis for determining what is the low number. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Christy. Item 2020-217, item number 8, found on page 71, police pre-employment medical exams. Major?
Lori Michaelides on behalf of the police department. In October, the police department went out to bid for recruit medical exams. The Rhode Island Municipal Police Academy requires newly hired officers to be given a medical evaluation prior to entry into the academy. The next academy class affected by this bid is scheduled to start July 2020. The police department anticipates at least 12 recruits will be required to obtain a pre-employment physical in preparation for that session of the police academy. We received two qualified bids from two different vendors, one Occupational Health Center, doing business as Concentra Medical on Bald Hill Road, and AtMed Treatment Center out of Johnston, Rhode Island. Both vendors bid $175 per exam. The police department is requesting the bid be awarded to Occupational Health Center out of this city. Their Bald Hill location is convenient, and we have found their services to be professional and accommodating in the past. We are requesting spending authorization up not to exceed $4,500.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Major.
Thank you.
Item number 9, 2020-218, original equipment manufacturer's parts, found on page 74. Major.
In September, the city went out to bid for OEM parts for motor vehicles. The bid request included OEM parts for fleet vehicles for the police department and those serviced by our agency for other city departments. We did not receive any qualified bids back in September. As a result, we went back out to bid in October. We received two responses. Unfortunately, factory motor parts, as you see in front of you, did not complete a proper pricing sheet. indicating that any items outside of the sample list will incur full cost. As such, the police department is recommending that this bid be awarded to TASCA as the only qualified bidder.
Major, on TASCA's bid 9, 10, and 11, they put down their NG. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be a problem for you, for those items?
No. Those particular items, the part number was off by a digit, so they weren't entirely sure what we were referring to, so that's why they put NG, which stands for not good. That's what they were referring to, but
okay.
No.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? You guys are quiet tonight. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major. Item 10, 2020-221, motor oil, hydraulic, and transmission fluids, found on page 79.
Department's requesting to award motor oil, hydraulic, transmission fluids, chassis grease, and gear lubes to the vendors as noted in your package by item in the amount of $42,000 for 1 year for Public Works.
And Christy, I believe when this was up recently, right?
I'm sorry?
This bid. We had reviewed this recently, right?
It was. It was voted unfavorable in committee.
And that was because it didn't include the disposal fees of the drums, and it didn't include
Right.
I'm sorry?
They didn't all indicate it on there.
Right.
And I had reached out to them via email.
And okay. And other than BWE, which it says will be added to invoices, 40 cents a gallon on lubes, 0.05 a pound on grease and oil. The other vendors did what you asked, correct?
Yes, they did indicate one way or the other on their bid submission.
So everything is included in the other three?
Yes, it's either included or they're not, like Safety
no additional
Clean
fees.
Is not charging the city.
Okay.
The others are included.
So then, is there any reason why we should be awarding anything to BWE when they didn't adhere to the bid request?
They did. They did in the fact that they had included a hard to dispose fee of
but
40 cents per gallon.
They added, that said will be added to invoices.
That's correct, and that's acceptable. For their bid submission, they indicated that it would be added to the invoice depending on what we order. So with those, even
so how does that, how
even
does that
with
put
that
them
fee, they're still the low bidder on certain items.
Okay. So on those two items, 3 and 6, when we add in those additional costs, they're still the low bidder from the others?
Yes.
Okay. And the reason for having so many vendors?
For the quantity of things that we purchase, in this particular case, it makes financial sense for us to go with the low bidder by the product.
Any input from my colleagues on the committee? Any questions? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 11, found on page 86, motor oil, hydraulic, and transmissions. Major.
The police department went out to bid with the DPW regarding motor oil and transmission fluids. We are only bidding on items 4 and item 10. As such, we are requesting the bid be awarded to Total Energy LLC, doing business as Ocean State Oil.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
2020-221C, motor oil, hydraulics, etc. Chief.
Assistant Chief Umbenhauer, Fire Department. Under the same bid, the Fire Department is requesting only item number 17 from this bid, which is diesel exhaust fluid. We're recommending that award go to Total Energy, or Ocean State Oil, North Kingstown. It's going to come from budget code 35330, vehicle maintenance. The current bid expired on 10/25. If approved, be effective for 1 year, amount not to exceed $1,500.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Assistant Chief. Item 13, 2020-213B, original equipment manufacturer's parts. Found on page 100.
This is part two of the OEM parts for various vehicles. We are requesting a 56.6 to the previous bid, 2020-213A, for the vendors. As noted in the bid package, it is included in the cap that was previously requested of $573,000.
So, Christy, we've discussed this one recently as well. And this is still a problem for me. Because here's what we're saying. Here's what you're saying, the department. The automotive division is requesting an exception to notice for vendors that did not submit a bid for OEM parts. However, these vendors are critical to the repair of the vehicles as they offer proprietary parts that cannot be purchased from any other vendor. The fact that they refuse to submit a bid is pretty concerning to me. And the fact that we could potentially be held hostage to whatever price they want to give us, because we don't have a benchmark, we don't have a starting price, is concerning to me. And basically, they can come in with a number that I don't think you have any choice but to accept. How do you explain that?
These vendors sell very specific, you know, like Ballard Mack. I can't get Mack parts from a Peterbilt dealer. I can't get Chevy parts from a Ford dealer, so I need to have an outlet to get the parts from. Unfortunately, yes, they are kind of holding our feet to the fire, but with the amount of vehicles that we service, including fire equipment, we need to be able to have the purchasing ability to use these vendors.
Did you submit to them a list, these other OEM vendors here that didn't bid? Did they receive a list of, you know, 20 or so parts that you use most commonly?
They all received the same bid.
Okay. But yet they refused to give you a price. And what they said is, you'll get the price when you call us for a part. And whatever that number is, you're going to pay it. I think that's what they're saying. Do you disagree?
They didn't submit a bid. I can't speak for any particular company, but I can only tell you what the needs of our department are. And this avenue is one that we've used since I've been with the department and before. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing this for 10 years. So it's not something that is new to us. And I haven't had an experience where a vendor has overinflated a price that I'm aware of. So
if periodically going forward, if anyone here on the city council would ask for a spreadsheet of some of these items that you had to purchase from these vendors that refused to give us a bid, I would assume you'll be okay with providing us with that?
We can. We have keep all the purchase orders in our office, along with the invoices.
Okay. Director, did you want to comment on this? I see you standing back there.
Matthew Salito, Department of Public Works Director for the City of Warwick. So we did send out all the bids with the 20 most common items, but I think the point that maybe we're missing or we're not catching is the specific vendors, Mack, Peterbilt, they don't have the same items that Tasker would have in general. So we sent out a generic bid to all of the bidders. These persons in the 56-6 were unable to bid because we only use specific parts for them.
But, Matt, the list that you sent out to the Max dealer or the Peterbilt dealer, I'm sure you didn't send them Ford parts and ask them to bid on that. You sent them Mack truck parts, Peterbilt parts, right, and asked them to bid on those parts.
Correct.
And they chose not to bid.
And they chose not to. But the point I'm trying to make is I sent out a general alternator, starter, heater core, something like that. Maybe they don't carry them. Maybe we don't use or utilize them in that fashion. But the 56-6 is for the exception to bid with specific items that we need to maintain our fleet and get it running and keep it running for public safety, i.e. the fire department, sanitation, parks and recreation.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Councilman McAllister.
Thank you. Director, can you talk about those equipment that would go down if we can't get these replacement parts? What kind of equipment won't be the city won't be able to use?
So basically, we have excavators. We have loaders, we have fire apparatus, we have a tree truck. Anything that you see outside of the police department and the school department, we're responsible for the maintenance of that. We don't have one specific Ford truck or Ford vendor that covers everything throughout the city. We have International, we have Mack, we have Peterbilt, we have Michigans that are old, we have Cat equipment, we have the specialized tree truck, in which I've been before the council before, and we've had to have fixed under an emergency 3-3 and a 56-6, only because nobody could bid on that. So,
and we've used these parts before, as you said, for 56-6, so we would have a record of how much these parts are costing. So you could go back, because you have the invoices, and when you do call and say, I need part, whatever this part is, you can actually go back to see and make sure that it's not all of a sudden increased 75% or something like that. You'll have a baseline.
Correct. So what we do have, and I would welcome anyone to come and take a look at what we buy for parts on a daily basis, monthly or yearly, we do have a clean record of everything that we buy. The person that's in charge of ordering the parts has almost 35 years experience, as I stated before. He knows the difference between a $110 alternator and a $600 alternator, if it's applicable for that specific vehicle, and questions it on a daily basis, but we do have a record. Our fleet doesn't turn over yearly, so we maintain the same piece of equipment year after year after year. So we're pretty much familiar with, you know, the ins and outs of the vehicle and what it takes to maintain them and keep them running.
Great. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, Councilman. So, Matt, just to make it clear on the record, I am not disputing the need for parts that you need or the necessity of getting them. Or
correct.
For keeping any vehicles, whether it be municipal, police, or fire, on the road. What I'm looking for is accountability and financial accountability. And we have vendors who say, we're not bidding. We're not telling you what the cost of this is going to be until you get it. The question was asked by myself and Councilman McAllister, is there accountability on your department for in the sense of an Excel spreadsheet or however you have this presented, that for any of us to go in there at any time and just take a look at those numbers and have a comparison to what you paid for the year before?
Absolutely.
And your answer to that was yes.
Is yes. Okay. Every single vehicle has a file and a jacket. Some of it's in electronic form, but there's hard copies of everything that we've done for each vehicle. Some of the newer vehicles, obviously, the folder's a little bit thin. The older ones, there's a stack of stuff. And we take an accounting of what we did, why we did it, and how much we've expended for each vehicle to date.
Okay. And as the director of DPW, who's responsible for these parts, you're comfortable that with those vendors that we are not going to be in a situation where we're held hostage for a part because we have a truck that's down or a fire engine that's down or a backhoe, et cetera, et cetera.
Correct.
You're comfortable with that?
Correct.
Okay. Any questions from or additional questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action. Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Director. Thank you, Christy. Item number 14. 2020-244. Purchase rebuilt engine for H-58. Found on page 102. Christy?
Public Works is requesting to purchase a rebuilt engine for H-58.
Excuse me, Christy. Excuse me. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I know that there's a lot of new folks who just came into the chamber. If you could please take your conversations to the outside lobby. It just makes it very difficult for everyone to hear and hear with the acoustical issues that we have. Thank you. Christy, go ahead.
Public Works is requesting to purchase a rebuilt engine for H-58, which is a 1996 Ford, which is actually a Sander. It's in the best interest of the city to keep this vehicle on the road. It is for that purpose. It's difficult to find an engine for a vehicle that age. It does come with a six-month warranty. We are requesting the amount of $7,000, and if our core is good, we will get $1,000 credit. So essentially, it will cost us $6,000.
So what we're looking for is $7,000. When I look at the invoice, it says pre-tested Cummings engine, $6,000, and then the core of $1,000.
Correct.
So when they receive the core, do we get the $1,000 credit?
Yes.
Okay. So the net cost would be $6,000.
Correct.
And you're looking for the bid award of $7,000 because that's what you're going to pay initially.
In the event that our core is no good.
Okay,
we don't expect it to not be good. But
got it. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, I need a motion.
Move for favorable action. Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, Christy. All right. Moving on, I need acceptance of the minutes held on October 7th.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion for acceptance of the minutes on October 21st.
Favorable
action. Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. November 4th minutes. Approval.
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. November 18th minutes. Need a motion?
Favorable action. Seconded.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. All in favor to accept?
Aye.
Aye. Item number one, PCR 188-19, resolution relative to bids. PCR, item two, PCR 189-19, resolution relative to abatements.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members
Good
of
evening.
The Finance Committee, members of the Council. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. In your packets, you have abatements in front of you in the amount of $25,004.36. I actually need to request that you revise that downward. We need to remove item 10634, which is on page 2, item 4. There was a clerical error, and that parcel was the incorrect parcel. The new total will be $23,331.77. And on the next calendar in January...
Neil, I'm sorry. You want to repeat that number again, please?
Sure. It's item...
What the new number is.
Sure. $23,331.77.
$23,331.77. Okay, so what you're asking the committee is to remove item 10634 and adjust the amount.
Correct.
Okay. So I'll defer to counsel. How do we establish? Do we need to do anything for the removal of 10634 other than approve the removal?
Will it be a pending matter going forward, the item being removed?
Yeah, in January we'll correct it. Okay. It was just a clerical error.
So we can assign that item its own PCR, and the remainder of the abatements will remain in total with the amount reflected with the reduction.
All right, so how about if we move to approve the amended amount? Or do you want to move the... We got to pull out the original. Okay. So PCR number, please.
19119.
PCR 19119 will now become, or will include, 10634 at the request of the department to remove this off the calendar, which is in the amount of $1,672.59. Can I have a motion?
Favorable action.
Seconded.
We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Neil, how long do you want to hold it for?
We'll put it forward in January. We just found the clerical error today. So, at the next meeting.
So that'll just go into the next meeting.
Okay.
January 9th.
Is it January?
January 9th.
Motion to hold to January 6th.
Seconded.
It's January 6th.
It's 2020.
Yeah, I got it. 2020 calendar, January 6th.
Okay. So we have a motion to remove item number 10634 in the amount of $1,672.59. Move it to the council meeting of January 6th. And that will become PCR 19119. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Now, I need a motion to amend the original abatement request to $23,331.77.
Move favorable action on that.
Seconded.
We have a motion to amend. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I need a motion to move PCR 189-19 as amended.
I move favorable as amended.
Seconded.
We have a motion favorable as amended. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. PCO 719, Pension Board, I'm going to hold that to the second meeting in January. Which is the 22nd. Thank you.
Motion to hold it January 22nd.
Seconded.
We have a motion to hold PCO 719, till January 2nd. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. PCO 19-19, an ordinance of the City Council authorizing the purchase of streetlights, the conversion of fixtures to light-emitting diode LED technology, and the financing thereof through an appropriation obligation and determining other matters in connection therewith. For first passage, primary sponsor, Councilwoman Travis. Councilwoman Travis recommends favorable action. Do I have a motion? For favorable action?
I second. Motion for favorable action?
Oops, hold on. Okay, before we move the vote, I'm going to ask if there's any other questions from members of the committee. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Are there any questions from members of the public on the ordinance authorizing the purchase of streetlights? Hearing none, I have a motion, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Be with you in a moment, Chief.
Sure.
Thank you. Item number five, PCO 2019, ordinance of the City Council authorizing the design, construction, repair, rehabilitation, and improvement of streets and sidewalks in the city, including but not limited to paving, drainage, traffic control devices, safety improvement, and landscaping, and the financing thereof through an appropriation obligation and determining other matters in connection therewith. First passage, Councilwoman Travis. We have a motion for favorable action. Do we have a second?
I'll move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion for favorable. We have a second. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Chief, please, if you could elaborate as to what this entails, and certainly if Councilwoman Travis wants to echo in.
Thank you very much. William DePasquale, I'm the Chief of Staff. As part of Mayor Solomon's Infrastructure Improvement Initiative, the administration is requesting City Council support of the instant resolution that will invest $10.2 million into our local roadway system, addressing one of the city's universal concerns, being poor roads and deteriorated roadway conditions. As our city begins to mature after its post-World War II development boom, we are experiencing signs of aging infrastructure. The program is designed to use the resources of the Municipal Road and Bridge Revolving Loan Fund, along with the historically low interest rates, to reinvest in our neighborhoods. The Municipal Road and Bridge Revolving Fund was created and passed as part of the 2013 legislative session. The program is statutory partnership between the Rhode Island Infrastructure Bank and the Rhode Island Department of Transportation. This vehicle proved to be a dependable funding source for long-range planning and the infrastructure investment and access to capital at very low market rates. The mayor, as well as I'm sure all you councilors, believe the citizens of this great city deserve the best roads in the state. And he is committed to achieving this goal. With historically low rates, now is the time to invest in our roadway infrastructure. Surveys show that adequately maintaining roadway infrastructure is essential in preserving and enhancing this asset, devoid of addressing our roadway infrastructure, there would be a backlog of outstanding maintenance, which will cause irreversible deterioration of our entire roadway network. That deterioration could spread rapidly across our entire roadway system and can very quickly result in soaring costs, posing a major financial impact on the economy and its residents. With this in mind, it's just as important to have a state-of-the-art pavement management system in place, one that utilizes the latest technology to assess roadway network design and infrastructure, so to preserve this asset by preventative maintenance and to balance the long-term needs of this community. Management of our roadway assets involve the application of engineering, scheduling, as well as leveraging financial commitments to identify the optimal level of funding, timing, and to create a renewal strategy that keeps roadway network satisfactory for years to come. To this end, alongside this allocation, DPW will be working on improving upon their pavement conditions index with the development of a pavement management plan that will optimize the level of service outcome in return with providing the most cost-effective financial input. The objective is to apply the right treatment at the right time to achieve the desired level of service, indicating that the road infrastructure is a financial asset for our society and our economy. The mayor asks for your support of this resolution authorizing construction, repair, rehabilitation, and improvements to our streets in this greatest city and the state in the amount of $10,200,000, recognizing that $3 million of which have already been approved by the voters in a general obligation bond that was approved by the City Council in 2003 and the voters in 2003. I think that was 13. The anticipated savings associated with the purchase of streetlights and the conversion to LEDs, it realizes a $724,000 savings annually. This combined with a 10-year amortization period in the planned reduction in annual paving budget of the city will result in this project being cost neutral for the city in fiscal year 2021. That's cost neutral for the city in fiscal year 2021 and beyond. New roads in our neighborhoods that maintain a cost neutral footing. Now that's a win for the taxpayers. Please join the mayor in support of this legislation. It's a good piece of legislation and the citizens deserve it. I'd like to bring Brian, our financial, Sylvia, our financial director here to speak to the fiscal impact study that he's developed. Thank you.